Married at First Sight. Chapter 4145. Sorry, I already have plans tonight. Tinsley rejected Timothy's invitation without hesitation. Timothy had been relentless in pursuing her. If she agreed to dinner, the paparazzi lurking in the shadows would snap photos, and by morning, her face would be plastered all over Annenberg's entertainment news. She refused to give him that opportunity. Timothy sounded disappointed. Then maybe another time. Oh, by the way, you're attending a party in 2 days. Can I go with you? The Ormond sisters rarely attended banquets. Only the city's most influential families, those with strong ties to the Ormonds, could secure an invitation for them. Ordinary gatherings had no chance. Timothy had done his research. In 2 days, an esteemed matriarch of a wealthy Annenberg family was celebrating her 80th birthday with a grand event. The hostess had a close relationship with Elora's mother, which meant the entire Ormond family would be attending. Where Elora went, Tinsley followed. No, thank you, Mr. Lab. Tinsley turned him down without a second thought. Timothy opened his mouth to say something, but the impatience in her expression stopped him. He swallowed his words. His men quickly loaded the bouquets back into the van. With a wave of his hand, the convoy of vehicles and bodyguards moved aside, clearing the way for Tinsley. He watched as she got into her car and drove off. Tinsley, I love you. I mean it. She didn't even bother rolling down the window. She just drove straight into the company's entrance. The security team wasted no time shutting the gates behind her. The guards who had been stationed outside, locked in a silent standoff with Timothy's men, withdrew inside, ignoring him completely. Timothy remained at the entrance, staring at the office building. He didn't turn away until she disappeared inside. His jaw tightened. Tinsley. One day, I'll make you mine. You'll love me so much, you won't be able to live without me. And when that day came, he'd make sure she suffered. He'd find mistresses, several of them, just to make her burn with jealousy. Of course, he still planned to marry her. Only someone with Tinsley's background was worthy of being his wife, worthy of bearing his children. Once they had a child, she'd have no choice but to dedicate herself to him. Then, little by little, he would insert himself into the Ormond family's business. Eventually, he'd take over. His father's grand plan had been in motion for over 2 decades. It had finally succeeded almost. One small problem had slipped through their grasp, a child who had managed to escape. But a mere child meant nothing. Whether that kid even survived was another question entirely. Once they tracked him down and obtained the owner's seal, the totem, and the other symbols of authority, they would wipe him out for good. And then, his father would officially take control of the Lab family. As his rightful heir, Timothy would inherit everything. By then, the Ormonds would be beneath him. He could do whatever he pleased. He had heard that all the Ormond women were stunning. Like his father, Timothy had an insatiable appetite for women. He hadn't even secured Tinsley yet, and already, he was fantasizing about collecting the rest of the Ormond women. In his mind, their entire family already belonged to him. After lingering for a while, he finally climbed into his car and ordered the driver to leave. The moment he was gone, the entrance to Kagsun Group fell silent once more. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4146. Chapter 4146. Timothy had purchased a villa in Annenberg. He wasn't planning to leave until he had caught up with Tinsley. Besides, he had business to handle in Annenberg, and he needed a place to stay. Living in a hotel every day wasn't an option. The villa he bought was just a 10-minute drive from Ormond's mansion, practically next door. On his way home, Timothy's phone rang. It was his mother, checking in on him. After discussing business, her tone softened, carrying a rare sincerity. Timothy, don't turn out like your father. If you truly care about the second young lady of the Ormond family, then be genuine with her. A man like your father, he's too fickle. Marrying him has been the greatest misfortune of my life. I had no choice but to stay. I've been married to your father for decades. He's dragged me into too many things, and now, I'm tied to him for the sake of our family and its interests. But if I could turn back time, I'd rather stay single forever than marry a man like him. You know what I've been through, the humiliation I've endured. You all pity me, but don't just feel sorry, learn from it. If you love that girl, prove it to her. No matter how much she doubts you, time will show her your sincerity. Don't be like your father, don't have your eye on something else when you already have the best right in front of you. As for your father, I don't even care anymore. I have no idea where he's been spending his money, and honestly, I don't want to know. I've grown numb. Mrs. Lab wasn't blind to her husband's infidelities. She had simply reached a point where the pain had dulled into indifference. Divorce wasn't an option, there were too many financial and business interests at stake. So she endured it. None of it mattered to her anymore. As long as her husband's business empire would one day belong to her children, she didn't care how many women he had on the side. But she refused to let her son follow the same path. Timothy had his father's philandering nature in his blood, but at least he wasn't as reckless. He had seen his mother's suffering firsthand, and deep down, he pitied her. He had tried reasoning with his father before, but the old man never listened. He just kept chasing after younger women. "Mom, is Dad still in Wiltspoon? That woman must have some tricks up her sleeve to keep him there this long." He sighed. "Mom, I really mean it this time, but Tinsley doesn't believe me. Don't worry, I will only marry one wife." Mrs. Lab didn't respond right away. Her son had changed. After spending time with his father, he wasn't the same. People always said a son could never truly understand his mother's pain. She believed that now. With a quiet sigh, she simply told him to take care of himself before hanging up. Timothy had no idea what was going through her mind. He assumed she had called to get him to intervene in his father's affairs again to stop him from running around with gold diggers. Either way, he knew he had to spend more time with her. She was, after all, his father's wife, Mrs. Lab. Women outside the family were nothing more than entertainment, mere distractions. They could warm a bed, but they could never be taken seriously. Without hesitation, Timothy called his father. "When are you coming home?" he asked, his tone casual yet firm. He didn't wait for an answer before adding, "You should spend more time with Mom. Don't just chase after something new and forget about the one who's been by your side all these years." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4147. Chapter 4147. Tinsley didn't care what Timothy did after she left. She had no feelings for him, not just because she knew he was ambitious, but because she could see through his real intentions. He was only after the Ormond family's wealth. Very few men ever earned her respect. Tatum was one of them. Even so, her admiration for him was purely that admiration. There was no love involved. She could tell that Tatum's heart belonged to her sister. And it had nothing to do with the fact that he was once her sister's private chef. Tatum only had eyes for Elora. Before they learned his true identity, both sisters had been impressed by him. Elora had even teased her about it a few times. But now that they knew Tatum was the sixth young master of the most powerful family in Wiltspoon, there was no doubt he was more than worthy of an Ormond daughter. Even if her sister refused to admit it, Tinsley was already certain Tatum would eventually become her brother-in-law. Of course, being with her sister wouldn't come easy for him. As the current head of the Ormond family, she had heavy responsibilities, and he would have to make sacrifices to be with her. As for their younger brother, he was still just a kid. No point overthinking. Whatever happens, happens. Tinsley returned to her office, focused on handling the urgent matters first, then finally had a little breathing room. Before leaving for the day, she headed to the top floor to see her sister. She knocked, then stepped inside. Elora was still working, completely focused, her expression serious. She looked stunning. Tinsley couldn't help but smile. "Sister, you're so beautiful. If I were a man, I'd be completely mesmerized by you." Elora signed her name on a document, then looked up, amused. "Did you eat honey today? Your words are extra sweet. You make it sound like you're not beautiful yourself. Every woman in our family is." She wasn't being vain, just confident. And she wasn't wrong. The Ormond family had always valued both lineage and looks. When men married, they chose wives with strong family backgrounds and striking beauty. The women had equally high standards for their husbands. After generations of this selective process, their family had a reputation for being exceptionally good-looking. In Elora's generation, all the sisters were beautiful, and even their two younger brothers were striking. When they grew up, they'd undoubtedly be the dream men of many young women. Did that lab family fraud finally leave? Elora had heard about what Timothy pulled at the company gates. She knew he was after Tinsley, so she hadn't interfered, choosing instead to let her sister handle it. She had timed it perfectly. Tinsley would return just in time to deal with him herself. "He's gone," Tinsley replied. "Kept going on about how he loves me, love at first sight, love at second sight. Nothing he's done shows any real sincerity. He's told so many lies, he actually believes them himself. Thinks he's truly in love with me. He acts honest, but he's just a playboy. And with a father like his? There's no way I'd ever trust him to be loyal." In Tinsley's eyes, Timothy wasn't just unqualified, he had failed completely. Everyone in Haven Mill knew about Mr. Lab's reputation, and it was no different in Annenberg. The man changed mistresses as often as he changed clothes. Many of the women he kept had deliberately gotten pregnant, hoping to secure their future by having his child, thinking they could replace Mrs. Lab. But Mr. Lab was ruthless. The moment he got what he wanted, he was done. Almost all of his mistresses had been pregnant at some point, but only a handful had been smart enough to keep their ambitions in check. Those were the ones who successfully had his children. Even then, their kids weren't acknowledged. They didn't carry the Lab name. They took their mother's. At the very least, Mr. Lab provided for them. If a mistress gave birth, he would buy her a townhouse and hire two nannies, one for the child and one for the mother. That was the best they could hope for. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4148. Chapter 4148. The monthly allowance was deposited into the account to ensure the children lived comfortably. Most mistresses who couldn't bear children were forced to have abortions. If they refused, Mrs. Lab would personally step in and make sure they had no choice. Despite everything, Mrs. Lab was surprisingly tolerant. Her husband had cheated on her more times than she could count, yet she never considered divorce. As long as she remained Mrs. Lab and her children were recognized and groomed as heirs, she was willing to turn a blind eye. There was no way Tinsley could ever be interested in such a dysfunctional family. Genetics are strong. No matter how good he seems, don't even consider him. Elora knew Timothy was handsome, carried the status of the Lab family's eldest son, and was relentless in his pursuit of Tinsley. That's exactly why she was worried her sister might eventually waver. "Him?" Tinsley scoffed, leaning back in her chair. "I'd rather stay single forever than even think about Timothy." She crossed her arms and sighed. "Why me? I'm so sick of his texts, calls, flowers, and gifts every single day. Does he think I'm easy to talk to? Easy to push around? If you ask me, I think the Lab family's real target is you, Elora. You're more commanding, and sometimes as cold as ice. Maybe they think you're too tough to crack, so they decided to go after me instead." Elora walked over, poured a cup of warm water for Tinsley, then playfully pinched her cheek. Smiling, she said, "Of course. You're younger and prettier. Look at you, so full of life. Your skin is still glowing with youth. To outsiders, Tinsley was the more approachable sister. Even in the company, both executives and regular employees felt comfortable chatting and joking with her. But with Elora? They kept their distance. Conversations with her stayed strictly professional. Anything unrelated to work was off limits. Some people even whispered behind closed doors, wondering why Tinsley wasn't chosen as president when she was just as capable. They assumed Elora was in charge simply because she was the eldest. But even they had to admit Elora had a natural authority about her. The moment she gave an order, people obeyed without question. No one dared slack off when she was in charge. Tinsley, on the other hand, had a softer touch. She was kind, approachable, and never intimidating. That's why, when it came to running the family business, she lacked the same commanding presence. "Elora, you're only a year older than me," Tinsley said, taking a sip of the warm water. Then, grinning, she added, "You should have Tatum cook up something special this weekend. I've suffered enough dealing with Timothy's nonsense. I deserve a good meal." Elora chuckled. "As if Tatum ever cooks anything you don't like. Every dish he makes is your favorite. Honestly, I've noticed something. If Tatum is the one cooking, even dishes you usually don't care for somehow end up tasting amazing to you." Tinsley laughed. "That's true. His cooking has some kind of magic. No matter how many times I eat it, I never get tired of it." She tilted her head thoughtfully. "It's been what? 2 or 3 months since he became your private chef. Maybe even longer? It feels like forever, but you still haven't gotten tired of his food or thought about replacing him." Her tone turned teasing. "I bet Tatum is going to break all records. He'll end up being the longest-serving private chef you've ever had." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4149. Chapter 4149. "Sis, you know plenty of top restaurants and hotels are just waiting for you to replace Tatum so they can snatch him up as their star chef. With Tatum's culinary skills, he could land a position in any restaurant he wanted." Elora smiled and said, "It all depends on who offers the highest bid for Tatum. These places have already established themselves in the restaurant industry and have achieved impressive success. Of course, they want him, but it's not that simple unless they're willing to let Tatum acquire their restaurant. Besides, I'm not tired of eating his food yet. Let them keep waiting." She added with a smirk, "You could even place a bet in the market wager on whether Tatum will stay on as my private chef for a full year. I'd say you have a good chance of winning, but you might also lose miserably. With betting, there are always winners and losers." Tinsley chuckled. "People have already started betting. The first round was whether Tatum would last 3 months. Those who bet against him are probably going to lose. Now, we're on to the second round, whether he'll break the record as your longest-serving private chef. This time, the bettors are playing it safer. More of them are putting their money on Tatum breaking the record." She continued, "The third round betting on whether he'll last a full year hasn't started yet. The gamblers want to see if he breaks the record first before they commit to the next round." Elora was speechless. "Wait, people are actually betting on this?" Tinsley smirked. "Sis, you think I'm joking? I'm serious. Since you've been changing private chefs so quickly, people started placing bets on it. This has been going on for 2 or 3 years now. I heard some people made a fortune, while others lost big." Elora shook her head. "So, those betting on Tatum breaking the record, they actually want him to keep going? That's a lot of pressure. If he makes someone lose money, is he going to get pelted with eggs in the street?" Tinsley burst into laughter, clutching her stomach. "Sis, you're overthinking this. These bets are all private, it's not like the whole city knows about them. Even if someone loses, it won't affect Tatum. Do you really think regular people are betting on something like this? It's not their scene. For them, winning or losing doesn't really matter, it's just entertainment. The Ormond family was one of Annenberg's wealthiest. Ordinary people didn't even know who the city's richest person was, let alone the fact that the eldest daughter of that family had a habit of switching private chefs frequently. Most of the people placing bets were from wealthy or upper-middle-class families, those who had connections with business elites and access to inside gossip. Tinsley glanced at the time. "Sis, time to wrap up." Elora nodded. "You go ahead if you're done with work. I'll be here a while longer. I have a meeting with the general manager at Annenberg Hotel at 8 p.m. to discuss ongoing partnerships." "All right, I'm heading out then," Tinsley said. "No social events for me tonight. I can finally go home early and get some rest. I haven't been shopping in ages. Think I'll call a few friends, hit the stores, and pick up a few things." Not that she needed anything, it was just the joy of shopping freely. "Oh, and I'll check in on the little one's homework. I've been so busy these past couple of days, I haven't had time to keep an eye on them. I've been slacking a bit." Elora took her younger brother's studies seriously. She managed their education with strict discipline. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4150. Chapter 4150. The two little ones were most afraid of their sister, Elora. Tinsley hummed, "By the time I get home, they'll probably have finished their homework and started playing chess." Both brothers loved chess. If they couldn't go outside, they could spend an entire day battling it out over the board. They're smart and always complete their assignments well. Even though I've noticed them slacking a little, their studies haven't suffered, and they're still keeping up with their extracurricular activities. It's fine to let them relax every now and then. Elora parted her lips as if to speak but held back. Tinsley had a point. She couldn't be too hard on them. They were still just kids, 6 and 7 years old. Their childhood should be carefree and happy. She had already put enough pressure on them. Tatum spends time with them when he's free. He's surprisingly good with kids. Maybe he helped take care of younger relatives at home and has some experience. The York family had 9 boys and their younger generation no girls. Tatum was the 6th in line, with 3 younger brothers below him. The 9th and youngest hadn't even reached adulthood yet. Tinsley figured he must have been looked after by his older brothers. Tatum, that's right. Rowan grew up with 8 mountains on his shoulders. No one knows how tough that was. All of Tatum's brothers were exceptional. If even one of them had been slightly mediocre, maybe Tatum wouldn't have felt so much pressure. He had spent his whole life trying to catch up. He wasn't even sure when he'd reach his 7th brother's level, let alone the 6 before him. 8 mountains, he'd carry them for a lifetime. Elora smiled but said nothing. Over time, she realized that Tatum was like a thick recipe book. Every page she turned revealed a new and delicious dish. She also wanted to visit the elders of the York family, especially the matriarch. After all, raising such exceptional children and grandchildren required true strength. Tinsley headed out. She had dinner plans. Unlike Elora, who could stay in the office working late without feeling hungry, Tatum always made sure she had a meal. He'd bring food upstairs himself. On days when Tinsley was too busy to eat out, she'd drop by Elora's office for dinner instead. She also noticed that Elora's complexion had improved ever since Tatum became her private chef. Tatum even claimed he could make beauty-enhancing soups. With him handling all of Elora's meals, she was looking better and better. And Tatum was bold. He wasn't afraid to interrupt her work to make sure she ate on time, rested after meals, and only then got back to business. He took care of her in every way possible. If someone claimed Tatum had no feelings for Elora, no one would believe it. And if someone said Elora had no feelings for Tatum? Not even the gods would believe that. Recently, Tinsley noticed that Elora had stopped teasing her about Tatum. That could only mean one thing: Elora herself had started to feel something for him. A quiet, almost imperceptible possessiveness. Of course, Tinsley had never been interested in Tatum. As she reached the elevator, she ran into him just as he stepped out. "Second, miss." Tatum's warm smile had a way of soothing people. No matter how bad your mood was, seeing him could instantly lift your spirits. Tinsley smiled and nodded in response to his greeting. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4151. Chapter 4151. Tinsley said, "My sister has a social event tonight, so she'll be working late at the office. Please bring her dinner." Tatum nodded. "Okay." Tinsley stepped into the elevator. As she turned around, she saw that Tatum had already walked away. She smiled to herself and murmured, "When will I meet a man who only has eyes for me?" Elora had found Tatum. Even if they weren't officially together yet, they only had eyes for each other. Before long, they would definitely become a couple. As long as neither family objected, they could have a happy and loving relationship. Thinking about her own family's situation, Tinsley couldn't help but worry. Would Elora and Tatum really be able to make it work? Elora couldn't marry far away. Even after marriage, she would still have to manage the Ormond family's business. Her responsibilities would be heavy, and she'd need both her husband and in-laws to understand and support her. The York family had a great reputation, but reputation alone wasn't enough. No one knew what they were really like behind closed doors. Tinsley considered persuading the elders to take a trip to Wiltspoon. It would be even better if she could convince Elora to go as well. Once she was there, she could get a deeper understanding of the York family. But then she thought about how Elora handled things. She never let the elders dictate her choices. With that in mind, Tinsley let go of her worries. Their relationship was their own to figure out. She didn't need to interfere. Tatum knocked on the door of the president's office. "Come in," Elora's voice came from inside. Tatum pushed the door open. "Miss, it's time for dinner. Let's eat first." He walked over and placed the meal on Elora's desk before tidying up her workspace, making sure nothing would distract her while she ate. Tatum had a firm rule when eating: one should focus on the food and not think about work. That was the only way to truly appreciate the flavors and ingredients. Only Tatum would dare to say something like that to her. He had the confidence of the sixth young master of the York family, combined with exceptional cooking skills and a successful business of his own. Besides, Elora valued capable people. She respected him, and in turn, she was tolerant of his boldness. Even so, Tatum remained respectful. He never crossed the line. That was one of the things Elora liked about him. "Miss, wash your hands and eat first. I'll go rinse some fruit," Tatum said. He had also brought fresh fruit, ready for her to enjoy after dinner. He always made sure she ate fruit about half an hour after meals. "All right, I'm actually hungry." Seeing the meal he brought, Elora realized just how much energy she had burned working all afternoon. She went to the small tea room to wash her hands, then casually asked, "Have you eaten yet?" "I'll eat later," Tatum replied as he rinsed the fruit. "Freshly cooked food tastes best when it's hot." Elora hesitated for a moment before saying, "Starting tomorrow, make an extra portion, we'll eat together." He always waited for her to finish eating before having his own meal. Ever since Tatum started taking care of her meals, her stomach aches had almost disappeared. He made sure she ate on time, and with three proper meals a day, her health had improved. But she couldn't let him develop stomach problems just because he was taking care of hers. More than that, she noticed he would always stay with her until she finished eating, waiting at least half an hour before leaving. Sometimes, they'd chat about family matters. She liked listening to him talk about his family and brothers. Even though some of them were just cousins, they were incredibly close, closer than most blood-related brothers. And she liked that about him. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4152. Chapter 4152. Afraid that Tatum might refuse, Elora added, "I don't eat well when I'm alone. I have a much better appetite when someone eats with me." Tatum knew she was saying that on purpose, worried he wouldn't agree. But how could he refuse? This was exactly what he wanted. "All right, miss. I'd be happy to eat with you from now on. Now, go eat first. I'll have the fruit ready in a moment." Elora glanced at him but said nothing before heading out. In the past, unless she had a special event, she would go straight back to the lounge after dinner to rest. She never paid much attention to having fruit after meals. But now, without realizing it, Tatum had changed some of her small habits. These little changes gave her a bit more rest and improved her health. Soon, Tatum came out with the prepared fruit. He had sliced the fruit and arranged the pieces into the shape of a phoenix with its wings spread wide, using smaller, uncut fruits as finishing touches. "In such a short time, you actually made a phoenix." Elora couldn't help but admire his skill. Tatum smiled. "It's pretty simple. I almost don't want to eat it, it looks too good. Don't hold back. I can make plenty of designs. If the plate is big enough, I could even create a whole landscape painting. When you have time, I'll give you a big plate and let you make one for me," Elora said with interest. Tatum chuckled. "If you like, I can actually paint a landscape for you. My skills aren't bad."
"Really?
Then you should paint a few for me when you're free. I love landscape paintings. I used to paint too. Before I took over the family business, I used to paint in my spare time. But ever since I took over, I've been so busy that I haven't touched a brush in years. But I'm not great at landscapes. My specialty is painting flowers and portraits. I love painting ancient beauties the most." Tatum picked up another pair of chopsticks and helped her with the food. Elora was used to eating alone. Sometimes, Tinsley would join her, and when she did, Tatum would always prepare two sets of bowls and chopsticks. Tonight, Tinsley wasn't around, so it was just the two of them. "You're good at exactly what I'm not," Tatum said with a smile. "I can't paint ancient beauties well, but I can do a pretty good job with modern ones." Their family was full of handsome men and beautiful women. Having grown up around them, Tatum had plenty of inspiration. With his skills, painting lifelike portraits of them was effortless. He recalled his early days of learning to paint, when he used to practice by sketching his mother. Back then, she was still young, beautiful, and carried the elegance of a true lady of the house. As the youngest son several years younger than his eldest brother, he had always been deeply cherished by his parents. Whenever he wanted to paint, his mother would willingly sit as his model for hours. His eldest brother, on the other hand, was more skilled in painting animals. He especially loved drawing dragons and eagles. But his brother rarely painted. And now, he painted even less. Tatum figured the only way he'd see his eldest brother pick up a brush again was if he retired. Speaking of which, wasn't his sister-in-law about to give birth? "What are you thinking about?" Elora suddenly asked, pulling him from his thoughts. She had noticed he was lost in thought. As expected of the head of the Ormond family, her sharp eyes caught everything. "I was thinking about my brother and sister-in-law," Tatum admitted. "She should be giving birth soon. Once my nephew is born, miss, I'd like to take a few days off to go back home. He'll be my first nephew, the first child of our York family's next generation." Tatum was about to become an uncle. He had to be there.